The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. So welcome. It's nice to see everybody. It's a happy new year. It's hard to believe, right? For me, it's hard to believe, I should say. Here we go, starting yet another year. I thought about like all these like auspicious things I should talk about, you know, to start the new year. And then I just felt a little too contrived. It felt a little like I was trying too hard. So instead, I have this poem that I'd like to read. It's a playful poem that somehow I feel like kind of like captures something that with loving kindness meditation that maybe after I read it, you can see how it can be a support. Maybe I should also say that I'm Diana Clark. For those of you who don't know me, Nikki Murgafori and I alternate on teaching Happy Hour. And so we will be doing some loving kindness meditation. But as an introduction, I'm going to read this poem. It's by Valerie Cox. And it goes like this. A woman was waiting at the airport one night with several long hours before her flight. She hunted for a book in the airport shop, bought a bag of cookies, and found a place to drop. I'm noticing that I'm doing this kind of like 'twas the night before Christmas with all the, it kind of has that feeling, right? She was engrossed in her book, but happened to see that the man beside her, as bold as could be, grabbed a cookie or two from the bag between, which she tried to ignore to avoid a scene. She read, munched cookies, and watched the clock as the ghastly cookie thief diminished her stock. She was getting more irritated as the minutes ticked by, thinking, if I wasn't so nice, I'd blacken his eye. With each cookie she took, he took one too. When only one was left, she wondered what he'd do. With a smile on his face and a nervous laugh, he took the last cookie and broke it in half. He offered her half and he ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, oh, brother, this guy has some nerve and he's also so rude. Why, he didn't even show any gratitude. She had never known when she had been so galled and sighed with relief when her flight was called. She gathered her belongings and headed for the gate, refusing to look at the thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank in her seat, then sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her baggage, she gasped with surprise. There were her bag of cookies in front of her eyes. If mine are here, she moaned with despair, then the others were his, and he tried to share. Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief. Yeah, this is kind of like it's a playful poem. We can, the cadence and the rhyming, but also this idea that how often we think things are one way, this particular way, and we get upset about it or we feel uncomfortable about it, only to discover that actually there's some missing information, you know, that we didn't have the whole story, we didn't have the complete picture. So meditation practice, whether it's mindfulness practice or loving kindness practice, helps us to see and help us to maybe like feel in some maybe somatic way too. Like when we're getting angry and upset and when we're grasping on and getting tight with ideas, and especially when we get set up into me versus you, us versus them, I know what's right, these others don't know what's right, or something like that. doesn't mean that sometimes we don't have, sometimes we do have information that others don't have. And sometimes we have a perspective that maybe other people don't have. It doesn't mean that we always have to agree with others. What I'm pointing to is the kind of the constriction and the closed-mindedness and the self-righteousness that follows. This doesn't lead to greater peace. It doesn't lead to greater happiness. It doesn't lead to greater freedom. Just recognizing when we find ourselves falling into this trap of getting tighter and tighter, less and less open-minded, tighter and tighter, convinced that we know what's right and everybody else is wrong. So mindfulness practice can help us be sensitive to that sense of constriction and that sense of me versus you, us versus them, just that felt experience. And loving kindness practice can be a way in which we can soften our hearts, maybe like change the default story that we have, so it makes it not so easy to fall into I know it's right and you don't. Makes it not so easy to slip into us versus them. Maybe it makes it a little bit easier to bring to mind, I wonder if there's something here that I don't know. Or maybe in the story of this poem, to ask this person, why are you taking my cookies? Right, in a nice way, or in some way to engage, right? And then it could have been a funny, like, oh my gosh, how embarrassing, I'm sorry, I've been taking your cookies, and they could have had an interesting conversation, right? Things could have unfolded in a different way. So loving kindness practice is not to pretend that everything's perfect. It's not to pretend that everybody's rosy and is always doing the right thing. It's to just help it make it not so easy to fall into places where we lose our freedom, where we lose our peace, where we lose our ease. Make it not so easy that we maybe even say or do things, right? She said that if I weren't so nice, she would have blackened his eye, right? That make it not so easy that those types of thoughts don't come up. So for those of you who have been here before, know that there's a way that I like to teach loving kindness practice. There's a number of different ways you can do it. If you listen to different teachers, they have some different slants, some different inclinations. Again, and we do this practice just to, it's in some way, the neuroscientists will tell us to make some neural connections, some neural pathways that make it a little bit easier to have this warm-heartedness, a little bit easier to have some softness, maybe a little bit easier to see the humor and the maybe a little bit easier to talk to others that we have disagreements with. So the way that I like to teach it is when there's three elements. The first element is to bring to mind a lovable being, someone or some being for whom it's easy to feel warmth, care, respect, love, kindness, benevolence. You can choose whichever words resonate with you. Maybe some of them do, maybe some of them don't. Some people choose somebody who has had a big impact on their lives and has really shown maybe some compassion for them or some loving kindness for them. Maybe it's been a teacher, maybe it's been a spiritual guide or somebody that's really touched you deeply. Some people like to choose kittens or babies or puppies or any kind of creature that somehow you find your heart melting in some kind of way or having an inner smile when bring to mind. I would say for the most part, it's easiest to bring to mind a being or a person with whom you have a simple relationship with, not a complicated relationship. It's really helpful to start where it's easy. There's no reason to start where it's most difficult, or even mildly difficult, start where it's easy. So that's the first element to bring to mind. And you can do that by visualizing. So that might be in a way that you have a picture in your mind of how they are. Or maybe it's a way that, in some vague kind of way, that you feel when they're around. Whatever way makes sense to you and is accessible. What we don't want to do is to have like this stress or strain of trying to have a really high definition photo or in your mind of what that person is like. Just a sense of what this person or being. That's the first element. The second element is to use the sensations, the felt experience in the body. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes there can be a sense of maybe some warmth in the chest, maybe there's some relaxation, maybe there's a little softening in the belly when there's a feeling of goodwill, when there's a feeling of love, when there's a feeling of kindness. And then the third element is that we use phrases. We use this as a way to remind ourselves that our intention is to be cultivating loving kindness. So we're doing this as a way to give the mind something to do and to just to be coming back, just to be coming back to our intention to have some warmth and some goodwill. And with this practice, we are creating the conditions for loving kindness to arise, for this sense of goodwill, friendliness to arise. It doesn't mean that it will arise. There's no requirement to force it to happen. There's no requirement that it happens in a particular way. You don't have to manufacture, engineer, create it. We're just making the conditions in which it might arise. So with that as an introduction, let's start by taking upright posture, a posture that has some alertness, maybe some uprightness, as well as some ease, maybe some comfort. You're welcome if you feel like, oh, I want to have some other cushions, or I want to sit in a different place or sit in a different manner, you're welcome to do that. You're also welcome to lie down if you feel like that would be helpful. And let's take three long, slow, deep breaths as a way to connect to ourselves and connect to our experience. It might be that with the exhale, a little bit of letting go, relaxation. And to support our settling in and having a sense of ease, it's much easier to have a sense of goodwill when we're not in pain or uncomfortable. We'll do a gentle body scan. It might be that bringing your attention to different areas of the body allows a certain type of softening, letting go, relaxation. It might not also. There's no requirement that relaxation happens. Just maybe have a sense of curiosity or exploration. It's not uncommon to feel some tension, some tightness around the eyes. Sometimes around the jaw. Or the neck. the shoulders, allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. And feel the upper back, the lower back. And the chest. See if there can be just the smallest movement of a little bit of opening the chest. Really, really small movement. Maybe it's not even noticeable. And the belly, allowing the belly to relax and soften. Feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body, allowing yourself to feel supported, grounded. You're here, here. The upper legs, the lower legs. And your feet, another place we can feel grounded, supported, connected. And we'll do a little bit of mindfulness of the sensations of breathing. You can bring your attention to the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest. Or the feeling of air coming in and out of the nose, whichever feels the most accessible, the most supportive, the most vivid. Just choose one area and hang out there. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. What does it feel like from the inside to have an in-breath? What are the sensations associated with inhaling? What about an exhale? What does that feel like? If you find yourself lost in thought, it doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. So this practice, mindfulness of the sensations of breathing, can always be an alternative. It can be a place you can come back to if loving kindness practice, for whatever reason, doesn't feel like it's supportive for you, doesn't feel like it's the right thing to be doing right now. If you feel overwhelmed or somehow lost, you can always come back to this. Just feeling the movement of the body as you breathe. And then to begin loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being. As I said, someone for whom it's easy to feel some warmth, care, love, kindness, goodwill. Maybe just check in with your body more globally. See if there's been a shift, maybe a sense of warmth or softening when you bring this being to mind. Perfectly fine if there isn't anything. Might be subtle, might be not subtle, it might not be there. Then you can repeat in your mind after me, while also in a light-hearted way, keeping in mind the lovable being. Light-handed way, maybe I should say. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And check in with the body. See if there's any feeling of warmth, openness, softness. It might just be a corner of your experience. Again, it might not be there. If it is there, can you allow it to get as big as it would like without making it be bigger, without forcing it to be bigger. We're just allowing. Maybe refreshing your felt sense or image of the lovable being. And you're welcome to modify these phrases. Maybe use words that more speak to your heart, that resonate more. Of course, it doesn't have to be in English. It might be a language that's the language of your heart. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. I'll be silent for a bit so that you can go at your own pace. Then we can build on this foundation of loving kindness that we've been creating and expand our sphere of loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we want to extend loving kindness to ourselves. Sometimes it's not as easy. Sometimes it's easier. Whichever way it is, you can do this in the same manner. So bring to mind either a visual image of yourself. It can be how you are today, now. Maybe a younger version of yourself. Some people like to do when they were children, even toddlers. Maybe a baby photograph comes to mind. Or, and, maybe what the, rather than a visual image, just the felt sense of sitting here now, listening to my voice, just the experience of being here. Maybe tune into that. And again, you can check in with sensations of the body and see if there's been any shift. It's okay if there is. We're just noticing and allowing it to support us if we find that there is a greater sense of ease, greater sense of openness. Again, it's perfectly fine if nothing in particular seems to be arising. And then we'll just modify, change the pronoun on these phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Sometimes it's helpful to refresh the image or the felt sense. And again, allowing any feeling of warmth or softness, spaciousness in the body, allowing that to get as big as it would like. Sometimes these feelings are subtle. Might just be a small pocket of your experience. Sometimes they're not subtle. Feeling of well-being, feeling of contentment. Sometimes everything except loving-kindness or the opposite of loving-kindness arises. If that's the case, first, can you show some kindness to the non-kindness? You can, second, if you'd like, you can go back to doing loving kindness to where it's easy. Or third, you can do mindfulness of the sensations of breathing. Can be helpful to also do some equanimity practice with our loving kindness practice. Sometimes when there's the wishing some others to be doing well, there can be a sense of wanting them to do something in a particular way. So for this practice, bring to mind somebody whom you care about, somebody with whom you have a relationship with. And sometimes this person does a little something that's a little annoying or irritating. Not the most irritating person, not the most difficult person, but somebody you care about, but sometimes has that thing that they do or whatever it might be. So bring this person to mind in the same way. And we'll do a different phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair, the cushion, the ground against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yeah, we do loving kindness meditation as a way to remind ourselves maybe that there's more than one way to look at things. Maybe to remind ourselves that often it's, of course, all of us here have inherited the genetics of those individuals that were always looking out for trying to be safe and what's the danger and what's wrong here and. Right, those were the people that passed on their genes. But sometimes we need loving kindness practice to remind us that, yes, there are things that aren't quite right. There are injustices. There are lots of things in the world that we wish were otherwise. But that's not the only thing that's in the world. It's a mixture. It's a mixture. And sometimes maybe we're the cookie thieves when we're convinced that somebody else is. We may inadvertently, unknowingly be causing harm or distress to others too. So a big part of kind of integrating our experiences, our understanding, fleshing them out is to talk about them. Often we don't know what our experiences or what our thoughts are until we're asked to verbalize them. So I'd like to invite you to get into groups of three, and you can just share a little bit, what was that like? What was that guided meditation? So you're welcome to say anything you'd like. It can be like, I slept through the whole thing, or wow, that was great, or whatever combination feels comfortable for you. Some people find it nice to be in groups with people they didn't come with, but maybe some people want to be in groups with they did come with, but you're welcome to just organize yourselves into group of three, and then I'll call you back in just a few minutes. Maybe I'll say this also, this is not a time to give advice to one another. It's more just an opportunity for you to hear yourself say what was something new, intriguing, interesting, something you learned. or something that has a little edge for you or is provocative or something like that. Okay, so if you want to get in groups of three, then I'll call you back. So now we just have a few minutes left, but I wanted to open it up if there's some questions or comments or something that came up in your discussion, came up in your meditation that you're curious about, you'd like to talk about, you have a question, or anything that you feel like would be nice to say. So part of the ending for today. Yeah, can we use that microphone? Thank you.
I feel like pets are so easy to love, and that I was like, gosh, the Humane Society should leverage this, and then everyone would go out and adopt. Because they certainly are fulfilling and just completely worth everything. Like, just so loving. So I had fun thinking about them.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. A number of people have mentioned this, right? They just love us and we love them and it's uncomplicated. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to force anybody to say anything. Maybe I'll just close with my sincere wish for everybody to have a happy, healthy, safe 2020. And may you find some ease and some joy and love this year. Thank you.